You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will face his biggest test yet on foreign policy when he heads to the G20 summit next month. Australia's relationship with China will again be challenged by a potential US-China trade deal set to be finalised at the Japan summit. Director of the ANU's East Asian Bureau of Economic Research, Shiro Armstrong, says any deal will have far-reaching ramifications for the region.
Do we let the US and China determine a new order and carve up our interests that we have to pick up the pieces from? Or can Australia, with other countries in the region, position for outcomes that are more in line with our interests? And, you know, will Australia and the rest of the world stand up for multilateralism?
Foreign policy was hardly raised during the five-week campaign, but improving the bumpy relationship with its biggest trading partner while keeping traditional ally the United States on side will be a difficult balancing act for the re-elected government. While other countries were quick to congratulate the Prime Minister on his unexpected victory at the weekend, China was sending a more pointed message. An editorial in the state-owned China Daily called on the Australian government to show more respect to their Chinese counterparts. The newspaper singled out Mr. Morrison's characterisation of China as a customer and the US as a friend. The newspaper stated, "But even in the business world, one would not treat one's most important customer with such bias and suspicion." Australia's trade with China continues to grow and is now worth 7% of GDP. But in recent months, winemakers, beef producers and coal exporters have all faced hurdles getting their products into the country. Acting Director of Sydney-based Australia-China Relations Institute, James Lawrenson, downplayed the tensions. He says refreshing the relationship required a shift in attitude from Canberra rather than a change in policy.
Morrison has said that he will use the John Howard approach, which is setting aside differences with China and engaging China constructively where we can and where it's in our national interest. So, look, those sorts of references to China only being a customer are certainly unfortunate, but I don't think they're going to have any long-term damage.
Mr. Lawrenson says a visit from the newly re-elected leader would send a strong signal. While China put Australia in the deep freeze in 2017, which resulted in ministers being unable to travel there, Mr. Lawrenson believes Mr. Morrison would be welcome.
I think a visit from Morrison would help to dispel some of the doubts, and it would be a real shot in the arm for Australian businesses.
The newly re-elected government also faces a dilemma on its involvement in President Xi Jinping's signature Belt and Road Initiative. Australia has so far resisted formally signing up to the $1 trillion trade project. Critics say it's a vehicle to spread China's influence and saddle smaller countries with debt traps, but others see the opportunities to improve connections. Mr. Lawrenson said the Belt and Road Initiative is not just about infrastructure, and that greater involvement would enable Canberra to address hurdles facing Australian exporters.
If you want to have an impact, you've got to be having a dialogue with China about those concerns. So I would welcome the Australian government taking a more proactive approach to engaging on the Belt and Road.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.